they killed pigs in the fall when it, after the freeze came. You didn't, you had to have cold weather that they, pigs were killed, because then you'd lose the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And they would kill, get up in the morning about 3 o'clock and build a fire in a pit and get the water boiling, and then they'd kill them, scald these so that they could get the hair off of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a very pleasant thing to me. I don't think I ever hated anything in my life any worse than that. I did that part of my life in the country. I stayed in the bed many a day with pillows over my head, keeping hearing them when they'd kill them.
Yeah.
But I'd been with them. After it was done, I'd go out and see my father cut them out, because he could cut them out into chops and hams, and he could do all that.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
And then rendered lard, they'd take the fat, you see, and strip it out, and they had these huge, I know you've seen these in the country a lot of times, as you go by, you see a huge iron pot sitting out there with flowers in it. Well, they were used to render lard in, and they were set out on an open fire, because lard is a very dangerous thing to work with inside of a house. Another thing is your house smells for a year afterwards, and I hated the smell of grease in the house. And That would be put in this pot and cooked slowly until you had these crackers that would form, which was the rendered fat. Mm-hmm. And they'd skim those off and store those for the winter, and they'd put that in your cornbread. Made mm-hmm. it a little richer version. And mm-hmm. you could also add it to biscuits. And then the fat was poured into, contained to a big crockery jar, stored for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that then, of course, for making bread. Now today they say you can't use animal fat, you have too much cholesterol, but that's all we have.
Yeah.
And there are two kinds of fat with an animal like that. The better part of it didn't have any odor and all, but the other part that was taken from the inside of the stomach was rendered separate. And you used to give that a lot of times to the colored.
Uh-huh.
Had a little bit of a rank taste. And,
yeah.
But we never killed cattle because I was about 8 or 9 years old, I guess, maybe a little older. And I remember a man came through the country one time selling it, and I vowed I'd never taste a piece of beef as long as I live, and I wouldn't. I was grown and married for a long time before I'd even taste beef.
Hmm.
I didn't want no parts of it. I just never liked to see food brought around open.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was horrid. And, we had chicken. We had chicken meat, and we had pork. That was the only kind of meat we had when we were growing up.
Yeah.
And with the meat we had, we didn't have much fresh meat, mostly cured meat. And now, right after they would kill, there were some portions of the pork that they cooked fresh. And but most of it was cured.
Mm-hmm. Put it in the smokehouse.
Put that in the smokehouse and cured with cedar, hickory, and oak,
mm-hmm.
and maybe I don't think any pine was put in it. And it built a little fire right down on the floor, because mm-hmm. it was always a dirt floor.
Mm-hmm.
And this was hung up in there on these rafters, like, and the smoke would just trickle right up over it. And take about, I think it took about 3 to 5 days to cure it like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then they had sausage, that was a portion of it, that just like I hear, you hear this advertisement on television, whole hog sausage, all ham, no such thing. If you go eat ham, eat ham. Why do you want ham sausage? But that was a better part of the meat that was stripped out and browned to make sausage. Nothing like you have today. Nothing.
Really?
And my father would season it himself with sage and hot pepper and salt.
Uh-huh.
Get it just right. I remember cooking it 3 and 4 little patties at different times until he got it seasoned like he wanted it. And then it was put, we made a little